Live from Next Gen Studios, this is The Sports Page.
Welcome to The Sports Page on Next Gen Media, also on the Let's Talk Sports YouTube page and all their affiliated channels. I'm Ashton Nix, joined with me as always, Chris Robb Jr. What's going on, Chris?
Oh, it's going good. How are you doing? How are you feeling?
A lot better. Let's not get into too much details, but I've been dealing with some non-serious health deals. Just trying to get everything under control, right? Medication, again, nothing serious. Just inconvenient stuff, but all better now. Working on getting back into a rhythm. And hopefully our listeners are sticking with us through all this. Again, like I said, you can catch us. If you're listening to our podcast, you can catch us on YouTube as well. See what we look like, put faces with our voices. And then usually I'm on other shows on the Let's Talk Sports YouTube page, NFC East shows, pre-games on Sundays and all that kind of stuff. So speaking of which, NFC East, NFL, we're right in the middle of an extraordinary Cowboys season. Depending on when, obviously, you're hearing this recording. You want to call it a beatdown? Because for most of the game, it was pretty sketchy. It was worrisome how they were playing the Colts.
The score looks crazy, but for the most part, I was on the edge of my seat. I was actually worried. I was like, okay, we're gonna come in here and lay an egg. It's one of those letdown games. They came in 4-7-1 or whatever. But I thought, the whole game I was, not on the edge of my seat, but I was kind of like, okay, when are we gonna give it away?
Yeah, for some reason, I wasn't worried about giving it away. I was just worried if you end up beating this team by 3, 5, 7 points, what does that look like going forward? Still kind of cautious about that, even though 33 points in the fourth quarter. Absolute beatdown, 54-19 was the final score. But they've done that a couple of times where the fourth quarter, it just it makes the game end up looking like a blowout when most of the game was they seem like they're definitely a second quarter team, outside of that Packers game. Or excuse me, not second quarter, second half team.
Second half, yeah.
Yeah, because so many times you get off to slow starts this year and you're wondering, okay, well, this is going to be one of those games. But going back to that Packers game, now that I mention it, that seems like it's going to come back to bite the Cowboys in the ass.
Yeah.
Because you had 2-touchdown lead in the fourth quarter. You lose in overtime. Mm-hmm. And right now, if you win out, you have to rely on the Eagles to lose another game besides the one you play them in. At that point, you would have the tiebreaker because if you went out, you obviously would be 5-1 in the division, and they've already lost.
They lost to the Commanders.
Yeah, I wanted to say Redskins.
Yeah.
And you would assume probably the hardest team left on their schedule would be the Giants at this point.
That's the rest of their schedules.
They have a pretty easy schedule, I think. Besides the Cowboys, they play the Cowboys and the Giants. I think that's why outside of those two games, it's a pretty easy schedule. Play the Commanders and the Titans.
Yeah. Giants, Bears, Cowboys, Saints, Giants.
Who are they going to lose to there? Exactly. You'd have to assume the Cowboys, or not assume, but in this scenario, the Cowboys have to beat the Eagles. And if they went out and the Cowboys went out, except for that game, it's still one game back, and it would be that Packers game that comes back to bite you in the ass. The one in Tampa Bay, that was just a completely different. That was a completely different game. The Eagles game, they were kind of in it, as in they were down by 3 in the early in the fourth quarter. They just needed to
without Dak too.
without Dak. That's why I don't hold that one against them. They could have, I guess, if they would have made a stop, they could have won that game. But I'm not. That one didn't come sting as bad as the Packers, just because you had a 2-touchdown lead. Dak wasn't playing against the Eagles. But as of right now, I mean, I've come to grips with if they're the wild card team, they're a wild card team. Speaking of which, because right now we got Tyron Smith coming back here in a couple weeks, possibly Odell Beckham Jr., which we'll get into here in a little bit. But they play the Texans, which even without that fourth quarter they just played, do we feel more confident that they'll beat the Texans than the Colts? At least the Colts had
about the same. Yeah,
the Colts played decent against the Eagles. They beat the Chiefs. They have, I don't know if you want to call him a has-been quarterback, but a quarterback. The Texans don't have anything. They have at least half their team probably shouldn't be playing in the NFL at this level. Davis Mills is going to be their starter.
Davis Mills,
just announced today. Can we just move past that? You know, we're going to go through here and make sure. They're going to be the Texans. The Jaguars, a young quarterback, very competent
game,
quarterback.
Yeah. A little tricky game. That's one of those, like, you know.
They should win.
I think they should pull it off. Yeah, they should win. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I think they'll be favored against the Eagles just because it's a home game.
I was about to say, would it be in Dallas?
It's in Dallas because they lost in Philadelphia. They're favored for the rest of their – I mean, again, unless the Cowboys lose somehow to the Texans and lose to the Jaguars, maybe they're not favored against the Eagles. And then the Titans, I still think they'll be favored against the Titans. Tough team. That's the toughest team left on your schedule.
Yeah.
I'm not outside of Philadelphia. And then the Commanders in Washington, rivalry game, anything
can happen. It'll be cold.
So they go two really easy games, and then back to back to back: Eagles, Titans, Commanders. Is that right? They have five games left. 9-3.
Yeah,
14-3.
Yeah.
I'm doing the math as if they win all those games. So I think it's not crazy to say they could win out. It's very possible, probably being favored in the rest of their games. Me saying I'm okay with them getting a wild card and being the fifth seed. That'd be right. Fifth seed is there's going to be a game in there, whether we lose to the Eagles or don't play so great against the Titans. I don't expect them to win out. So with that being said, or let me get your thoughts on it. What do you think we should be looking? You know, I don't want to set us up for disappointment. If you want to say, hey, they're going to win the last five games, I'm not going to say you're crazy. I'm going to say you might be setting yourself up for disappointment, but.
Yeah, I'm thinking, I probably think we, I don't want to say we went out. I'm just going to just say we, let's say Dallas drops like one of those games. They'll probably still end up the fifth seed. That's probably the lowest they'll drop, because they won't drop below the Giants or Seattle. So they'll be looking at a wild card game. Then they'll be playing, against Tom Brady at home. If the standings were to stay where they are today, it'd be a road game against Tampa. That's always tough, Tom Brady in the playoffs, and then that's a tough one. I feel like we always draw the great matchups. We lost to him 2 years in a row. I don't think he's ever lost to the Cowboys, and.
Tom Brady hasn't. Yeah, we will draw the 49ers. And I think the question mark game is going to be against the Commanders, because let's say the Cowboys went out going up into that game. I think that would, I don't know right now, that's not a Sunday night game, I don't think right now, but it could probably be flexed on. The Eagles could have the division wrapped up. Because even if the Cowboys win and they win all the other ones, I think going into that final week, it depends if the Eagles play first and they go ahead and win, or if the Eagles go ahead, Cowboys go ahead and play the Eagles. what are the Cowboys going to do? Are they going to play Dak in that final game? Because like you said, I don't think, minus some crazy losing streak, the Cowboys pretty much have at least the fifth seed locked up. You'd have, like you said, the Giants, the Seahawks, or 49ers if they start, the Seahawks get back into it in their division. So more than likely, they're going to be the fifth seed. It would be nice they could win the division and get the bye week, but assuming they get the wild card, get that fifth seed, who is their most favorable matchup? Because at this point, I think, it's not going to happen because I was thinking Minnesota because they're 10-2. They would have to lose some games, and at this
I
point,
really
I would
don't.
feel more comfortable playing Minnesota in the playoffs than Tom Brady.
Minnesota.
And I say Tom Brady because I'm not really scared of the Buccaneers. I'm scared, not scared necessarily, but there's something about Tom Brady. There's something about Aaron Rodgers
That
against
we
this
just
team,
don't,
especially in the
you just,
playoffs. Knowing that we beat Minnesota in Minnesota, if it was a close game, I would say it's tough to beat a team twice, but you just absolutely blew them out. I think if you play the Buccaneers again, I mean, it's a completely different team. Completely different Dak than we saw in week one. I don't
it's
think
the
I
defense is
don't
playing,
yeah, I don't think I think worst case it's a low scoring game like that because even with Tom Brady's their offense is terrible right now.
And they have so many weapons. That's like the craziest thing ever. But and they just lost their one of their old linemen, if I'm not mistaken, Tristan Wirfs.
Yes.
I think they just lost him. So that's a big loss, especially moving forward in the playoffs. And then they have to block, everybody on Dallas because everybody comes for the quarterback. So that'd be tough. Not necessarily. And you're not really looking for someone to like, looking for people to get injured, but he's probably their best O lineman, and that would be a favorable matchup as far as like talking about our defense and our pass rushing. So,
Yeah,
I
you
mean,
never want anyone to get injured. But I have a rule that I stick to is if it's already happened, you can talk about it being beneficial to the team. Like, you can't talk about it before it happens, like talking about
Before,
something happening to Tom Brady or
right.
So I think outside the Cowboys winning their division, still 5 weeks left, still lots of scenarios are possible. I think most likely if you don't want the Buccaneers, you are hoping for Atlanta to make a run. A run. I think they're down by a game or something. I was hoping the Saints, and
Two games.
I was hoping for the Saints to win for a couple of reasons because that's Philadelphia's pick. The Saints
Oh,
pick. So right now, Philadelphia is like the number five pick.
the number four. Yeah, I was about to, that's insane. Yeah,
At least a top five
that's
pick
insane.
right now. It's getting ridiculous.
And I remember saying this like before the season on the show. I said Philadelphia is like they have one of the best rosters in NFL. Like they're like extremely talented. I didn't think 11-1, but I was like, yeah, they're extremely talented, like all across the board. It was just a matter of me saying Jalen Hurts, has to step up or be, a good quarterback. And I mean, he's being, probably the MVP at this point. It's like a couple guys up there, but
I mean, with
he
that
might be.
receiving core, it's hard not to be an MVP caliber player. So going into the playoffs, and the Cowboys technically haven't clinched a spot, but we're pretty confident with the strength of their schedule. Do they need to make the OBJ move? Talking about this, knowing that the news could drop anytime and make this segment obsolete. But what are your thoughts before any decisions are made? Should the Cowboys, knowing what we know now, I know there's some questionable things going on with his health. We don't know for sure. What do you think? Do you think the Cowboys should sign Odell Beckham?
I mean, I've been a fan of his on the field, ever since he came in. So, he's still a really talented receiver. He's coming off injury. I would never say no to, bringing a former Pro Bowler or, another offensive weapon in. I feel like he's more mature and wouldn't be a locker room issue. I feel like he would just come right in and, just fit right in like he did in LA. I'm not opposed to it at all, adding another receiver. So I would assume he would come in and be the number, what, two or three receiver.
Yeah,
Still.
I think CeeDee Lamb would probably move like to the slot because he's had more success doing that. Wherever, I mean, typically the slot you lay if you want to put labels on one, two, three receiver, I think.
He'd probably like a he'd be like the second or third option. It's probably what I'm saying. Like he'd be like the number three.
I think those labels more for us are what we expect of the receivers. But, different schemes, different plays. At this point, CeeDee Lamb's not always the first look Dak goes to. They'll
And
design
you what
plays
yeah.
and schemes for Odell.
I was about to say he's very versatile. He can really do it all. He's extremely talented. He can even throw. Like he's
Yeah,
extremely talented.
the
So
Cowboys have seen that when he played for the Browns.
exactly, yeah. So
Yeah, I'm fine with it in the sense that I don't think he's going to be a locker room cancer. I think that's been overblown. I don't
Yeah,
think
I think so too.
he's done anything negative in New York. I think he was just outspoken about whether he wanted to play there or not. I think most of the drama was just with him and Baker Mayfield, who Mayfield on his, in his own is, I don't think there's any kind of drama like
You don't
that
have to
between him and
speak.
Dak.
You have to speak with him.
At least for this season, I mean, it would be just for a few games and then the playoffs. So and of course they're going to sign him for multiple years if they sign him. That's what he wants. I think there's room for him. I think they, Kellen Moore can script lots of plays for him to be very effective.
For sure.
I think he can only help this team. The question is about his health. When is he going to come in and play? I heard today Micah Parsons said 4 or 5 weeks. Like, well, that's the whole season. You don't want
That's
his
the whole
first
season.
game to be
Be a
in the
playoff
playoff.
game.
Yeah, you want to get him involved, get the chemistry going, get his. I mean, he hadn't played since the Super Bowl last year. If they sign him, I'm going to be kind of excited. It just depends if they sign him for 4 years, $20 million a year. I'm like, I don't know if you don't get to see him work out because is this going to stop them from re-signing Micah, Diggs, a
Yeah,
CeeDee
and that's
Lamb?
yeah, exactly, yeah.
If they have a plan in place and they know, and I know, if you look at Dak, people complain he makes $40 million a year, but that's not cap. I think his cap hit was like 19 or 20 million this year, technically, and they'll flip a switch next year. And next year, his cap hit's supposed to be like 38 or 40 million, but they'll flip a switch, say they save 20 million, which they really didn't. They just cut off, they're going to cut off the increase. But if it doesn't cost you to re-sign these players in the future, I'm all for it just to go for it this year because I think you have the opportunity being a
Man, it's
watered down
probably,
NFC because in the AFC, it's not like, okay, well, you got to go through the Bills and the Chiefs, maybe the Bengals. It's
It's a dogfight
if you can get,
in
they can
AFC.
beat anybody in one game.
Yeah,
If you can make it to the
I
Super Bowl,
think,
I don't care who it is, you have a chance.
they have a chance, especially against, really all the teams. I was just looking at like the AFC and who I would be. Only Kansas City really is like the team that I'm like really, really,
Yeah.
let's avoid
And Von Miller
Buffalo. They,
out for the season.
yeah, yeah. I was about to say Buffalo with them losing Von Miller. I mean,
Miami,
they're
maybe
still a great
because
team.
those teams come out of
They're
nowhere.
fast. That's
Yeah.
a fast team. But other than that, like this is the best opportunity for Dallas to come out the NFC. Like Tom Brady 6-6. Jimmy Garoppolo's out. Minnesota, you just beat them by a million. And then you got your, Philly, you
Yeah, if you
lose to
play
them by,
Philly in Philly, you're not going to be
without your
favored.
quarterback.
But
But
no, yeah, if you play in the NFC Championship game, The spread's only going to be a couple of points
Probably like
with
three,
Dak.
probably.
Yeah, so you have a shot there. And you even have a chance to, depending on, as of right now, the Giants, and I don't think the Commanders are in it right now just because they tied whoever that seventh seed is. But if the Giants beat, let's see, who are the Giants beat? Not Minnesota. They'd be playing the Seahawks. Or no, I mean the Niners, 49ers.
The 49ers, yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember if I have that. But if one of the lower seeds wins, Cowboys would have a home game.
Home game as
Yeah, they wouldn't play
the
Philly
second
in that
round.
second round. And I don't know if it's more
And that's
advantageous to
possible.
play the Eagles in the second round as opposed to the NFC Championship game. Just saying, that's 1 week later. Winter, I don't know. I
Yeah, I
don't
was about
know.
to say that might make a whole difference. It might make like a
Yeah.
20 degree difference that 1 week in Philly. So I mean, I don't know.
Who knows? I mean, yeah, we're going way ahead of
I feel like
ourselves right now, but this is a fun time when Cowboys are
doing well.
the knock has been on the Cowboys is you're not beating ranked opponents. You're not beating playoff teams. Well, right now, they're 5-1
Against playoff team.
against playoffs. Well, Washington's not in there no. It
Right.
right now, and when they played Washington wasn't over 500, so I don't think you'd count them. But if you go by who they've beaten the Bengals, who look really good. They've beaten the Giants twice. Both of the times they were over 500. I'm going to throw Washington in there because they're over 500.
Yeah, 7-5 and more. Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean they didn't play Heineke, but I'm not going to fault
Right.
them. Say, oh, they play. Even
Yeah.
though he seems to be better than Wentz, they blew out the Vikings. But then you look at their schedule against losing teams, and then they're like 3-2
Yeah.
or something.
Yeah,
Four
it's
and
like
two maybe.
they play up and then they play down. That's how it
But
always has
that
been,
is
though.
always
I've
how
been
it
asking.
ends. But in the past, they would end up winning the Colts game 30-21 in the end. You're like, okay, they pulled it out, but
Not 54
yeah,
to
and then they
yeah.
win those close games against really good teams like they did in Minnesota. I remember, and they beat the Saints when the Saints were 13-0. They came in and beat them, but they beat them by a field goal. They just blew them out. And even the Packers game, it's not, I mean, they did play kind of rough in the first quarter, but they had a 14-point lead in the fourth
14
quarter.
point lead, fourth
Like, I
quarter,
don't
yeah.
care what they did in the first three quarters. If you say we're going to go to fourth quarter, 14-point lead, I'm going to take it.
On any team, yeah.
Yeah, and then again, that we talked about the Eagles. They were in that game without their quarterback on the road. The only outlier is the Tampa game, which we'll just go ahead and throw that. That loss is
Yeah.
going to count against you and might screw you. But I'm not. This is a different team, and I think it's because you rely on the defense.
Defense instead
And
of yeah,
Dak
scoring.
can go out and throw for 400 yards if he needs to. He's thrown a lot of interceptions, kind of concerns me, but he's playing pretty good. But when you're not throwing it on Dak, when he can go out there and throw 200 yards, two touchdowns, I think that's all he needs to do. I mean, he has the
Yeah,
ability to play up, but don't make him a gunslinger because he might, throw three interceptions in a game.
that's not where Dallas like succeeds. They, when he's in the 250 to 300-ish, range of yards, and then you got if Zeke and Pollard combined for like 150, ish, I think that's like their sweet spot. I feel like that's where the balance is, and that's really perfect. Don't make him throw. If he's throwing 40, 45 times, they're probably not doing too good. They probably lost that game, or it's a a close game with somebody that not it's not supposed to be a close game with. So
Yeah.
yeah, taking the load off him and the defense, him I think the defense has helped him a lot, as far as just it's not all on him. Like they create turnovers, they get the ball in good field position. Right now, I think it's a great balance, like right now.
Yeah, same. I mean, it's the same argument we had with Romo. Like, Romo can't take over a game, but if you cause him to be a gunslinger, he's gonna throw an interception. And he never had a defense anywhere near. I mean,
No, not
2014
even.
was the
He never
closest.
had
They
an
had like
O-line.
a tie. I think they were like a seventh or eighth in the league in defense. And of course they lost to the Packers. Des caught it.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to do something a little different before we go. Instead of telling me what the score of the Texans game is, if they're going to win or lose, over under, what do you want to put it at? How many points they're going to win by? I'll get over under 25. I'm not going to get ridiculous. Let's say 20. Let's not be ridiculous.
Just because of the in-state rival, I'll probably I'm thinking under, so probably like 17, I think.
They're
It's
1
probably
in
like a
10. 17.
yeah, I just think like the in-state, that whole Houston Dallas thing, Dallas, they don't really do good against the Texans. I know they're not a great
Yeah.
team. I mean, but a 17-point win, I think that's I'd be okay with that. So
And
I'm gonna say
yeah.
probably like 38-21 or something like that.
Yeah. And I'm probably right around there. I think it won't really be that close.
No,
I
I think
think
they'll
they,
get up early.
a lot of garbage points, a lot of garbage stats
Yeah.
in the end when
Get
the
up
Cowboys
early,
are
yeah.
just kind of holding back, which you saw with the Colts too. Because even those last couple of drives, they moved the ball and then they turned it over in the fourth quarter. You forget that. You just think, man, they dominated that quarter. It's like, well, the defense did get the turnovers, did score. But of course they were playing prevent defense. They weren't, going after the quarterback the whole time. And I think it's gonna be close. Mid to high 30s for the Cowboys. Maybe the defense scores a touchdown. And I think it's like 38 to 10 or something in the fourth quarter. And then
And then they
maybe
score like
maybe they get a
touchdown. Yeah, that's
touchdown, a
what I'm
field goal,
thinking.
something like that. Because I don't know that the Texans, let's see. Yeah, they have their own pick. Yeah, they have the Browns pick also from the Deshaun Watson trade. Yeah, I
Oh,
don't.
they, oh, they, I forget, yeah, I forget about that. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think. I'm not gonna
And
assume
they play some
anybody's
close games.
tanking.
I'm looking at the schedule. They haven't really gotten blown out. I mean, they tie, they lose by a touchdown, by three,
And they tied the
by a
Colts, yes.
touchdown. Then
Who,
they,
yeah, who we just had trouble against completely. But
yeah,
again,
so.
week one, we lost to the Buccaneers.
Right, yeah.
Week
So, I mean,
one.
I think they, I mean, I'm not saying they have something, but I'm just being, I'm trying to be as real as I can because I
It's
could,
the Cowboys.
it's the Cowboys,
It's the
that's it,
Cowboys.
that's
They have the talent. I
it.
think they figure it out. But I think it's the exact opposite of they used to be with Garrett, where they come out pretty fast, but Garrett could never make the adjustments at halftime. I think that's what they do now. They make adjustments. They often starts off so defense starts out great. I think against the Colts, that was the first touchdown the defense has given up in the first quarter. I don't think they had given up a
Oh,
touchdown
wow.
until last week.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, and again, they only gave up 19 points. They scored a touchdown. So defense played great. The offense started off. So I think you'll probably get a little bit of the same, but the Texans just don't have that firepower to really make you
Yeah,
regret
no,
it.
not to keep up. Yeah, not to keep up.
I say that fully knowing, yes, I'd be surprised, but fully knowing that our show next week could be how did the Texans beat the Cowboys, but no, I there's no way they lose this game, right? Hopefully
I think
not.
yeah, hopefully not. I think they win going away, but we'll see.
Yeah, next week we can have a little bit more competitive talk as they're gonna play the Jaguars. Hopefully the same kind of mood here about how great the Cowboys played. Hopefully we'll have an old Odell Beckham decision made that we can talk about whether it was the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do, whoever ends up signing him. If they do, I don't know. Somebody may not sign him by next week.
Yeah, we'll see.
But yeah, until next time, check us out, NextGen Media. And the Let's Talk Sports YouTube page. I'm Ashton, Chris Robb Jr.